Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
It is state semifinal weekend for high school football here in Missouri. We are joined by Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, also senior linebacker Gus McCall. As the Spoofhounds are on the road to Wardsville, Missouri, they'll be taking on Blair Oaks coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll pregame here on KXCV, KLRNW at 12:30. But Coach Gus, good to see you guys. Feels like if we're talking around Thanksgiving weekend, that's typically a pretty good thing and a good sign for your team. Coach Webb, take me through what this week is like of kind of dealing with the holiday, practice, travel, and a game obviously coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's something that, it's pretty special. You know, you talk about your own family and what that means to each one of us, but at the same time you talk about your football family and what these guys mean to each other and as a team, it's important to recognize both those things this week, and obviously I'm super excited to be playing. And when you're in the Final Four in any sports world, it's a good thing. So we're going to enjoy this week and have been enjoying this week, and at the same time preparing for Blair Oaks. But we kind of got through school Monday and Tuesday. Obviously playing on this last Saturday kind of changes your work schedule a little bit as far as Sunday off, and then get some quick film time and not a lot of sleep, and get your game preparation ready. But Monday and Tuesday into kind of normal days, and then we'll practice on Wednesday, give the guys off on Thursday, and then be back practicing Friday morning, and then make the road trip Friday and go down, stay the night Friday and beautiful Jefferson City, Missouri, and then wake up and head to Wardsville on Saturday.
You know, Gus, Coach talked about the family atmosphere, and obviously this is a week about giving thanks and spending time with those that you're close to and you care about, and to be able to do that with your football team. Obviously, you're winning football games, but this is kind of what you've wanted from the start of the season. You're a senior. You've got potentially two more football games left to go in your high school career. What does this mean to you to be able to spend this weekend with your team and take this long bus trip?
I mean, it's always an honor to play on Saturdays, and not just the first Saturday game, but the second one and hopefully third one.
Coach talked before about last Friday night game was against Cameron, that district championship. This will be your last Saturday afternoon game. You get past this one, it's an 11 a.m. start coming up that following week in the state championship game, too. So you got a lot of lasts that you're checking off. But, to be able to travel, be in the hotel, to take this experience in, is this kind of how you mapped out how your senior season should go, what you wanted to see all along?
Oh, yeah. This is the goal from day one, to be able to make a huge, deep playoff run. I mean, you just feel blessed, and you're excited to play.
Coach Webb, obviously, there are difficulties at times that can come with scheduling travel, especially for high school kids and the hotels, you get in the bus and all that stuff figured out. But also to be gone on Thanksgiving weekend, there's Black Friday stuff, there's family in town, there are different distractions that can pop up. To be able to go to a hotel, to kind of put that stuff aside and just focus on football, can there be an advantage to being away from home this week?
Yeah, I think so. We've done it well. These guys travel well. You got to compartmentalize things and realize when it's time to work and when to focus on your opponent and the practice and the film study and game preparation, and when it's time to enjoy the family time. And I think you just got to kind of set the two kind of separate apart and really kind of relish on the opportunities you have. This group and most high school guys that I've been around, we like to have a lot of fun. So it's okay. Sometimes you get into a state semifinal and teams get tight or that nervous energy or whatever. And, sometimes the best stuff to get that out of you is laughter. It's okay to smile at each other. It's okay to laugh and joke and be high school guys. And we'll have a lot of fun. This group's not we're not, obviously we pick on each other's playoff beards and we pick on each other's bad haircuts and body shapes and typical high school stuff that high school boys do, and it's okay to have a lot of fun. So we'll go down and be a good group. We'll be loose. The unique thing about playing Blair Oaks is this isn't the first time we played them, so it's not like we don't know what the locker room is going to look like or what the field's going to be like or where our fans are going to be or really, what an offense or defense is going to look like. There's some familiarity there that in these rounds of the playoffs, I think that's good. It's we got an opportunity to go down and kind of, you know, redeem a loss week one, and that's our goal this week. It's not going to be the big stage or semifinals or things like that. It's going to be go down and win a football game.
Bracket comes out right as districts are starting. Everybody looks at it and can see the path that it's going to take to get to Columbia to play in a state championship game. There are folks across the state in Class 3 that are saying, all right, well, we're going to see Seneca and we're going to see Blair Oaks, and that's going to be the state championship. Do you take that as, you know what, we're getting overlooked? This is house money at this point. We're going to go out. You talk about being loose. Let's just kind of play into that and play with a chip on our shoulders.
Yeah, I think we've played that way since, you know, pretty much all season. You know, you look at, you know, nobody really gives you a chance when you're sitting there 4-4. You know, we know it. You know, we talk about, you know, the, you know, process football and not turning the ball over on offense and playing good defense and getting takeaways on defense and running the football, stopping to run those things that win or lose football games. But when you're 4-4 and you've already lost to, you know, Blair Oaks 61-12 in week one, and, you know, across the state, people aren't looking at Maryville for anything. So I think it's kind of nice. You know, there's no pressure on us. It's like you said, it's house money, and nobody expected us to be here. Honestly, probably nobody expected us to win 14-0 at Odessa last week. You know, and the way Cameron was playing at that game, it's down 28-14 at one point, I believe. Probably everybody kind of thought, oh, Maryville can't stop the option and can't score, you know. So I think we're on a good little roll. These guys have a good kind of mantra about it. I've said it every week. They just like playing together. They like showing up and putting in the work and being around each other. Good coaching staff likes to be around each other. And we're just going to keep going. You know, we're going to go down and give it our best. And like I said, it's house money. Let's go put it on the field and play.
Gus, you know, ever since week one and a tough loss to start things off, but knowing there's a chance that Blair Oaks could be down the road, you want to play for a state title and get to that next week too, but is that one you've kind of been looking forward to? If that wasn't our best showing, that wasn't what we expect of ourselves, and want to see Blair Oaks again?
Yeah, after week one, losing to them, they're all saying, hey, thanks, we'll see you in playoffs and all that. I mean, we really took that to heart, and there's no team I would want to beat more than Blair Oaks going to the state championship.
How is the physicality at every level defensively? We talked about this before actually starting the interview too, but we know that yourself, Sadler, and Western are going to fly around and not be afraid to hit a guy in the mouth, but the defensive line really went off in six sacks last week, the secondary stepping up. It feels like everybody's really playing their best right now. How has that confidence grown from a tough game against Cameron, but you come out, you shut out Odessa, and you continue on against Blair Oaks this week?
I mean, those games always get you closer. I mean, Luke Allen was talking about how you're not just playing for yourself, you're playing for the team, and I think that's really helped us the past couple weeks.
Maryville taking on Blair Oaks on Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb and linebacker Gus McCullough. Coach, you talked in the post game, and we've seen it as we've gone throughout the season, but is this secondary kind of coming into being a strength? We know the front seven's been good, but you've got that back end really developing some confidence.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, they're not young anymore. They're not new. You know, this is state semifinals, so they better be. But, you know, it's kind of a game plan to, you know, a scheme introduction each week. And you know, the last 2 weeks, you know, with Odessa and Blair Oaks, we're playing true spread offenses. And that secondary's got to really step up. And a lot of times it's not, you know, not allowing a completion. It's okay, you know, we're going to let them kind of complete some balls underneath, but let's come up and tackle. Let's eliminate the big play. Let's rally around. Let's really play the down and distance game. And it's kind of relying on each other. You know, the secondary knows if that D-line and that front seven, if they can get us to, you know, second and eight, second and nine, then that favors their chances on a short pass on third and six or whatever it is. It's kind of team defense, and it's a scheme thing week in and week out. But I see a lot more confidence in our secondary and, you know, our run fits and the perimeter run and the things that they're fitting in. And, yeah, week 14, you need to be, you know, we're not young anymore, and those guys have done a good job stepping up and making plays. And Blair Oaks just does such a good job of they're just so vertical. They're such a vertical passing game, and we're going to need to really, you know, not let them take the top off the defense and get some opportunities when we need a few takeaways and really play team football. You know, you look at the week one game and you look at it, and we did some really good things. You know, you look at, gosh, how do you feel good about a week one game where you allow 61 points? Well, you go back and eliminate a few big plays and a few long runs and some special teams, you know, mishaps, and that's a lot closer ball game. So I think the guys can see that and realize, you know, hey, we need to step up, and we're a different team, we're a different defense, and let's just play better.
It's going to be in the mid-30s. It's finally the first true football weather we're feeling as we're going throughout this playoff stretch. Does that play a role in the passing game and making life a little bit more difficult on quarterbacks to throw the football?
Oh, I think so. I'm one of those. It's always you walk around town and people tell you, hey, coach, football weather. I'm like, no, it's not. It's just freaking cold. You know, I don't like to be cold. So, but I like playing football in the cold. That's one of the things, especially as a defensive coach. I think it limits you a little bit on what you can do. There's certain you can only keep a football so warm and so dry, you know. And then when you're running a spread offense, it makes it difficult to grip a cold football, you know. And that obviously, you know, kind of limits what you can do from an offensive spread standpoint. Then it kind of favors the defense a little bit. So, it doesn't mean you can't do those things, but it just makes it a little bit harder. So, I'm one that, you know, I prefer somewhere in the 50s and 60s and. That's good football weather, but this is just cold. But we'll deal with it. Both teams deal with it. They're an experienced group. You know, I know we've both played in inclement weather. It's not as big a factor as I think people make it, but, it's certainly going to be something.
Gus, you want snow, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I'd love a snow game. That's always my favorite.
Well, if it's not in the forecast this week, maybe we'll get that going next week for you.
Let's hope
good.
So.
All right, last one before we let you go. We've got Maryville football coming up for you tomorrow, 1 o'clock kickoff here on KXCV, KRNW. We just wrapped up Thanksgiving. Obviously, you guys had your chance to have some family dinners yesterday. Credit Chris Rouse for this one because he threw it at me a little bit earlier in the week. But what's the go-to side? Obviously, you're having turkey, but what is the side that you want to have on that plate on a Thanksgiving at noon?
I love my mashed potatoes. I mean, I love good gravy and mashed potatoes. Bolsa's always walking around yelling, gravy day.
So. What a linebacker answer. That's pretty good. Coach?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the very, I don't know, maybe it's speaking my age or whatever, but I don't eat cranberry sauce pretty much all year except on Thanksgiving. So a good cranberry sauce on some dark meat turkeys, something I enjoy on Thanksgiving. So get a good, my mom does a great job making cranberry sauce. So I enjoyed that yesterday and made my own a little bit for our in-laws and enjoyed some cranberry sauce.
Very traditional. I like it. Guys, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior linebacker Gus McCullough with us. We'll have the Spoof Hounds and the Falcons at 1 o'clock tomorrow on KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.